This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Boring.
Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
It's Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
There's Salt Lamakia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
How the adjustments going, staying in the American League East, but kind of going to the Orioles?
Yeah, really excited to stay in the division. Obviously Baltimore came at me early in the free agency process, so just very thankful for how everything turned out. You know, I'm going to a winning organization. I think I fit in really well here, and I'm looking forward to seeing what we can do this year.
What will you take away from the year you had in Boston?
A lot of positives. I really enjoyed the city of Boston. It was an honor to wear a Red Sox uniform for a season. Very special to play at Fenway Park for a season, 80 games, and just very thankful for the entire process. You know, that organization was great to me. The way they communicated, the way they worked, just through and through, you know, up and down through the staff and the players, and just have so much respect for those guys. So nothing but good stuff to say about those guys over there, but I'm looking forward to competing against them this year.
Best shape of your life?
Always.
Yeah, when are you not? Right?
Exactly. No, I'm at about 195 right now. I came in this spring 191. So I like when my weight goes up when I'm playing. It's really making sure I'm focusing on calorie intake and hydration, especially in the heat down here in Florida. So I've been doing a good job at that, and I'm sticking on the program that kept me healthy most of last year.
I was going to say, you came in last year pretty confident about the program. Like, so obviously, you know, other than some freaky things, you produced and it worked out pretty well. Did you just want to roll that over this year?
Yeah, you know, it's pretty much what we did. Obviously, we've made some adaptations to, different intricacies that I might feel like I need a little bit of a change. But for the most part, it's definitely the same. Just really focusing on what I like to focus on, keeping my weights heavy, especially during the off season. Transitioning into a power phase, you know, making sure I'm staying on top of that, tracking my bat speed, and making sure I'm feeling good with my mechanic throughout my cage work. Leading into spring training, you know, once I get to spring training, it kind of turns into a process of getting on the field, seeing how the ball's spinning off the bat, obviously getting my feet under me when it comes to the defensive work. So, you know, that took a week or so plus to feel like I was in a good spot to be playing games. And here we are playing games almost every day. So I'm excited to start the game routine. This is my third game of spring, so just looking forward to keeping the good work going and staying healthy.
They have 140s?
They have 140s here.
See, that's
yeah, you
level.
Nailed it.
That's
so right. Once they go up over 100, it is 10-pound increments. We've only touched the 120s so far. And I think that's a healthy weight to be during the season. You know, I don't want my shoulder to get too tight, especially having to make the long throws from out in the field.
But if you want to show off, man, like you have to have them available at least.
Well, you saw how effective chest day has been the last couple of years.
Right.
That's been good.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, like, this is like, that's the thing, right?
Exactly.
Every chest day was a home run.
It worked about 5 times in a row, and then it got really cold. So it's just the way things go. But again, I'm just looking forward to continuing the good work and staying mobile and staying healthy.
Have you planned out the measurements of Rogers Center?
No, but I do really like the improvements they made to the stadium last year, both in the clubhouse and in the field.
I'm talking about hitting a home run.
Yeah.
That's where you guys open up?
We open in Toronto, yeah.
Okay.
You always hit a home run there.
That's...
Yeah, you guys have seen that.
He's got
the Tim Hortons. Yeah, he's good to go.
The record. I mean, it's like... You already have the record. I don't want to jinx it. You don't.
I'm fine. I mean, exactly. I already have the record, so it honestly doesn't matter to me. Obviously, it'd be pretty cool to keep it going. So, you know, I'm not going up there trying to shoot singles for a day, but we're going to have some fun with it. I'm not going to lie. But, you know, whatever happens, happens. I don't really give a shit.
Yeah.
Because I already got it, and, you know, it's a monkey off my back, and I don't need to worry about it. It was very fun for me last year. Obviously, I knew what I had going into. Obviously, I had knew what I had at stake going into the game last year, and that was really special and really important for me to get it done. But now it doesn't even matter.
Did you see Netflix? The Netflix at all?
I haven't seen anything about Netflix.
All right. They showed
the home run.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right on.
Yeah.
They had a mic on me that game, so that'd be pretty cool.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. There you go. No, I'm looking forward to seeing how that show's going to turn out for sure. Never know.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I do enjoy watching Full Swing though.
Yeah.
Full Swing's good to watch.
Yeah.
Hopefully they got a lot of good content. But we'll see. You know, you never know.
Yeah. But when you were talking to the Red Sox in the offseason, did you just kind of sense they wanted to go with the young guys in the outfield? Did you kind of sense that earlier?
No, not particular. You know, Breslow and Co., they showed interest early on in the offseason, maybe in November. You know, just talking to Scott and just letting them know that they're interested. Obviously, there's a lot of moving parts during the offseason. But we knew that they would be part of the mix. Now, when it came down to it, you know, I'm very thankful that I signed ahead of my market. You know, obviously, myself and a lot of guys are waiting for Soto to go,
right,
and that was holding up everything. But, you know, the Orioles came to me before that all started working, and it was a strong offer. It was within our ballpark. They gave me multiple years, and I'm really happy with where I'm at. You know, I'm joining a winning organization. There's a really young, good group of guys here, specifically left-handed, so I think I'm going to fit in really well over here. You know, them moving the dimensions of the ballpark in a little bit is great for me specifically. Obviously, left field was an absolute monster the last couple years, and I don't know if I would consider signing here with the way that it was in the past, but where it is now, it's a much more reasonable prospect to think of being able to slug on that side of the field, and obviously having a more neutralized right center field is going to be very good for my mental approach in the game and throughout the season. So I'm looking forward to capitalizing on all of that.
You had said that, right? You said that you wanted to make sure the defenses were not what they were before, right?
It was a monster.
Yeah.
It was an actual monster. I mean, 405 feet to straightaway left field with an 18-foot wall or whatever it was, just insane. So, you know, I just don't know, just league-wide for, like, right-handed hitters, it just wouldn't be the type of production you would get from a left-handed hitter at that ballpark. So it just wouldn't be good for me, wouldn't be good for the team or anybody. But with the modifications that they've made, I think it's really good for a balanced lineup over here.
Kind of like where they were going as an organization, too?
Who's that?
Baltimore?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, they were winning the division all year last year. Obviously, they you know, ended up in the wild card, but to be a 91-win team, you know, I'm really thankful that I can kind of jump into that and do my part, and hopefully, you know, we can build on that this year. You know, hopefully we can keep things going, and I can just fill my role and play my part.
Yeah, I mean, the talent you guys have, I mean, it's right there for you, right? I mean, it seems like it.
A lot of talent and a lot of youth over here. You know, there's no egos. I'm not saying there's egos anywhere else I've played, but it's just the humbleness that you get from the guys over here is a very good group. And just the cohesiveness, I'm feeling that already. So I think I'm going to fit in well.
Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.